Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the podcast where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. After so much distracting news regarding Filet-O-Fish lies, hair glue, poke monsters, etc., I am pleased to announce that this week's episode of the program is a refreshing change of pace. Recently, I received the following electronic correspondence from a gentleman named Carlos at a company called Pod Status. Quote, "Hello. How's it going? Hope all is well. I have some cool information that might interest you. Your podcast, Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, has good performance in some rankings. Position 3 in category comedy, Sri Lanka." Unquote. Putting aside the fact that for several years now, Big Tech has been attempting to delegitimize my program by categorizing it as comedy, I was very excited to learn of this news regarding my popularity in the nation of Sri Lanka. Carlos was not fibbing when he described it as cool information. I did not take him up on his offer to sell me a service where he sends me reviews and rankings of my podcast. I do not create the program for the attention, either positive or negative, and I believe some of my colleagues who read their reviews on their shows are engaging in illegal bribery, punishable by fine and/or imprisonment. As a believer in restorative justice, I do not wish jail time upon them, but I do wish there was some kind of social organization devoted to educating these colleagues about the ethics of soliciting reviews with the promise of reading them out loud. However, I am quite humbled by the fact that so many Sri Lankans believe my program is one of the finest available, and I say so with the utmost humility. In a world where journalism is often undervalued or even outright disrespected, it is good to know that the citizens of at least one country appreciate the pursuit of truth in all matters, especially regarding matters of why McDonald's stopped serving pizza. I do not know if McDonald's ever served pizza in the country, but when browsing the Sri Lankan McDonald's menu, I was pleased to see so many items not available here in my home of Los Angeles, California, United States of America. These include McRice, which is rice, McSpicy Wings, which are spicy chicken wings, and the Spicy Chicken Footlong, which is a chicken sandwich as long as the average adult person's foot. Seeing such diversity of menu items only lends further credence to my long-held belief that it would be a trivial matter for McDonald's to once again equip their kitchens with the necessary tools to create pizzas. After all, if they can install a McRice cooker, they can install a pizza oven. While being included in a list of the top 10 podcasts consumed in a particular country would be a high honor worthy of attention, being included among the top 5 podcasts consumed in a distant land is, in my eyes, tantamount to a diplomatic gesture. As such, I felt it appropriate to extend a gesture of gratitude toward Sri Lanka's top official, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Unfortunately, no one at the Sri Lankan embassy in Washington, D.C. saw fit to answer the telephone. So, I called the Sri Lankan embassy in the next best thing to America, Canada.
Sri Lanka High Commission, hello?
Hello, my name is Brian. Hello?
Yes?
Hi, my name is Brian Thompson. Yes. I am the host of a podcast called Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, which is very popular in Sri Lanka. And I would like to send the president of Sri Lanka, Mr. Gotabaya Rajapaksa, a gift basket of thanks. And I was wondering if anyone there might be able to give me some
gift
sort
basket of what?
Of thanks?
Basket.
A thank you basket? Do you have any advice for what he might like?
What can you send from here?
I believe I can send anything through the postal service, save perhaps a live animal, and even that, I think, with the proper paperwork and holes drilled into the box, I think that would work, too.
What you can do is, I'll put you to our acting high commissioner. You can talk with her, and she will advise you on what we should go, how we should go about this. Please hold. From where are you calling?
I'm calling from the United States.
United States. May I know your name, please?
Brian Thompson. That's Brian with one R. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I was just connected with you because I am trying to figure out what I should send the president of Sri Lanka as a thank you for the popularity of my podcast in Sri Lanka.
Okay, you're calling from the U.S., is it?
Yes, that's correct.
Have you reached out to our High Commission, to our embassy in Washington?
I tried, but I couldn't get anyone to answer the phone.
Okay, can you give me your contact details? Because normally, U.S.-based interactions are handled by our mission in Washington. If you can kindly give me your name and number, I can ask someone from the Washington mission to call you.
Certainly. My name is Brian Thompson. And my phone number is 3... Wait.
Okay, let me say that again. 3... Eight.
Correct.
Okay, this is regarding your podcast, right?
Yes. Well, I found out recently that my podcast is very popular in Sri Lanka, and I just wanted to send the president some gift basket or a thank you basket or something.
Okay. That's great. Okay. All right. Okay. I will reach out to our embassy in Washington, and I will have someone call you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're most welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Unfortunately, I never received a follow-up telephone call. Not willing to risk provoking an international incident, I refrained from calling the Canadian Sri Lankan embassy back, and instead sought some professional advice from one of the leading companies in the gratitude industry.
Thank you for calling the Edible Arrangements Customer Care Center.
At Edible Arrangements, our mission is to deliver happiness to others. And we're passionate about doing so in the form of delicious gifts. We believe...
Hello? I heard someone cough or sneeze.
At Edible Arrangements, our mission is to deliver happiness to others.
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson. I would like to send a thank you edible arrangements basket to someone in Sri Lanka, but I'm not entirely sure which foods to pick. I was hoping for some help in deciding what someone in Sri Lanka might enjoy.
Okay, so we do not have any services available for Sri Lanka.
Oh, really? Is there a reason for that?
We just provide for the United States and Canada.
I see. Well, perhaps it would be possible for me to gather the edible items myself and arrange them in a basket and mail it. Do you have any insight into what sorts of fruits or chocolate-covered fruits someone in Sri Lanka might enjoy? Perhaps the president of Sri Lanka?
I have no idea about this, sir. Apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for your candor.
You're welcome, sir. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.
You too. Goodbye.
While researching President Rajapaksa's home address so I could mail him my best guess at what kinds of fruits he would like to eat, I was stunned to uncover some stunning information on his Wikipedia page. After skimming through an uninteresting section labeled Alleged Human Rights Violations, I came upon a passage that caught my attention. Quote, Rajapaksa has been accused of threatening journalists on several occasions, including telling two journalists attached to the state-owned Lake House Publications that unless they stop criticizing the armed forces, quote within quote, what will happen to you is beyond my control, unquote within quote, unquote whole quote. Clearly, I could not reward such animosity toward others in my profession with any kind of arrangement, edible or otherwise. But President Rajapaksa's threatening the lives of my fellow journalists was, in at least one way, a blessing in disguise. For I suddenly realized my gratitude was being misdirected. Unless President Rajapaksa took a significant amount of time out of his busy schedule of making threats and violating human rights to download my program so much that it rose to nearly the top of the Sri Lankan podcast charts, comedy category, he should not be allowed to receive all the thanks for this great honor. Instead, I should be thanking the people of Sri Lanka, who sacrificed their time and attention on whatever happened to pizza at McDonald's, despite the fact that they could have been consuming podcasts that appeal to their baser natures, such as Murder Friends, Three Men Yelling, and Impulsive with Logan Paul. In this case, I had no trouble at all determining what would be the most appropriate gift. Like everyone else around the world, the people of Sri Lanka surely love nothing more than a personalized acknowledgement from a beloved celebrity. And thanks to the legendary Dr. Dave Hill, whom I do not need to tell you is the world's greatest hypnotist, I was able to give that to them.
To the folks and great people of Sri Lanka, this is a shout out from Dr. Dave Hill, the world's greatest hypnotist, from Brian, who has let me know that he recently had some occasions to interact with several people in the nation of Sri Lanka, and he wanted to show you folks some love with a thank you and a cameo from me, Dr. Dave Hill, the world's greatest hypnotist. So I'd like to do that on his behalf. And for me, some cool things. I've never been to Sri Lanka, but I've checked out some interesting fun facts on the internet about the country. And it's nicknamed the Pearl of the Indian Ocean and the Teardrop of India, which is very, very cool. And when you look on the map, it makes perfect sense why that is. In addition, your country's packed with a large variety of animals, which is very interesting, especially since your area, in terms of geography, is a little bit larger than a small state here in the U.S. called West Virginia. You have incredibly diverse wildlife, 123 species of mammals, elephants, leopards, crocodiles, for example, 227 species of birds, 178 species of reptiles, 122 species of amphibians, and many others. So it's very, very nice. You have great national parks to go to where you can actually observe and enjoy the animals. You have a great spot, apparently, to spot whales as well. So that's fascinating. In addition, tea, of course, is a huge business, big, big business in Sri Lanka. So very interesting there. Noted that China in 1824 brought in the first tea plant to the island. So that's fascinating. And your nation is the leading tea producer and exporter. So very, very amazing. In addition to that, it's the home of cinnamon, which I did not know. So we use it every day out here in the U.S. on toast and French toast and things like that. A great food. So fascinating. In addition to that, you have a place called Adam's Peak, which is the most sacred mountain in the country. So that would be very cool to go see. You also gave the word serendipity to the English language, which I did not know either. It's one of the favorite words of the British folks. And that's fascinating. So I did not know that. You also have one of the oldest national flags in the world, known as the Lion Flag, which dates back to 162 BC. Very fascinating. You have one of Buddha's teeth housed in a temple in Kandy, which I did not know either, which is absolutely incredible. You're the first country in the world to have a female prime minister. You have the highest literacy rate in South Asia, which is fantastic. It's a great place for someone to nod their head in agreement, which is a tactic we use in hypnosis to gain agreement with somebody, to get them into hypnosis. And not every hotel is used for overnight stays. That is also interesting. You also have a national sport of volleyball, which I did not know. And then finally, it's home to the world's oldest human planted tree. So on behalf of Brian, I'd like to give a big shout out and a thank you to the people of Sri Lanka. Have a fantastic year and a great, great day. Dr. Dave Hill wishes that all to you.
And now a word from our sponsor. Do you love food from your favorite restaurant, but feel disappointed when it is reasonably priced or too warm? With Postmates, those problems are solved. Simply order food from Postmates, and someone still healthy enough to drive will pick it up from your favorite restaurant within an hour or three. For just many dollars in added fees, this person will bring your food straight to your door after making some other stops. Now you are enjoying your cold meal without the social pressure of having to face the person you have refused to tip. Postmates, a better way to eat. Thank you for listening to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Personalized copies of my best-selling book, How to Be an Investigative Journalist, are now available. For more information, visit howtobeaninvestigativejournalist.com. For exclusive bonus podcasts and other premium benefits, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's. Do you know what happened to Pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizzaatmcdonalds@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our attractive website at www.pizzaatmcdonalds.com. There you will find links to our Twitter and Instagram pages, as well as to our newsletter and Tee Public store, where you may purchase quality Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's merchandise. I'm Brian Thompson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.